going on, everybody? Happy Friday. Welcome to another edition of Mean Streets here live on our FTN Network YouTube page. You're listening on iTunes and Spotify. Chris Meany here with you. Always appreciate the support. It's been a crazy week on my end. My apologies. This will be a pretty quick episode. Going to run through some start and some sits here. Take an early look. I guess it's an early look at the schedule, even though week four got underway yesterday with not a competitive game at all. We saw the Detroit Lions have their way with the Green Bay Packers. I know a lot of people are freaking out again on social media the same way that they freaked out after week one when the Lions played, and it was all David Montgomery. David Montgomery didn't play last week, short week, limited, really questionable. All signs pointed to him playing, but David Montgomery was the star of last night. He had three rushing touchdowns. He finished with 32 carries, 121 rushing yards. You know, a lot of people are going to do victory laps. They're going to pat themselves on the back and, you know, whatever. It's all in good fun. I'm going to get more things wrong on this show than I will get right, probably. I hope I don't steer you guys in the right direction. But if you are fans of the show and you are viewers of FTN Network, you have a lot of David Montgomery. You know, Eric Young tweeted it this morning. He was big on David Montgomery. We talked all through the offseason about best ball drafts with Jahmyr Gibbs going as RB12 and RB13 and David Montgomery going as RB24 and 25 as the better value. And even if you didn't buy into week one, week two, it's very telling now. Like the fact that Montgomery was limited and missed last week and on the short week, not only returned and played, he got all of the work. He got all of the work inside the red zone again. Like they didn't even give Jahmyr Gibbs a touch inside the red zone just to say, oh, you know, let's give our rookie running back that we drafted in the first round a touchdown. Let's be nice. Let's give him a touchdown. Like he doesn't have a touchdown. Montgomery's played three games. He's got five total touchdowns and he has been a beast on the ground. Gibbs yesterday, 8 for 40. As I mentioned, not even a look inside the red zone and not even a ton of work last week in terms of carries on the ground when Dave Montgomery didn't play. So yeah, it is what it is at this point. But what I will say is we're not buying low on Jahmyr Gibbs and we're not selling high on Dave Montgomery. This is looking like a very similar running back room as last year. Jahmyr Gibbs, DeAndre Swift, between the 20s, looks like the more explosive back. Great with the ball in his hands. Pass-catching running back. Dave Montgomery. Jamal Williams. Jamal Williams led the NFL in red zone rushing attempts last year. Led the NFL in rushing touchdowns. This is what Detroit wants to do. I'm not saying it makes a lot of sense when you spend that draft capital on a guy you expect to use him. I'm not sitting here saying that this is how things should go, but this is how things are going to go in Detroit. Last night was a little surprising because of, like I said, Montgomery coming back off that injury. I did not expect him to get 32 carries. Like, that was completely shocking. But this is what Dan Campbell wants to do, you know, ground and pound with a guy like Dave Montgomery, who's a good back. Like, we can't just judge him on Chicago. Like, look at the bloody mess that the Bears are. They're atrocious. And the offensive line was brutal last year in Chicago. This guy was getting hit behind the line all the time. The offensive line is pretty good in Detroit. There's some holes for him. He runs hard. So it's not great, and I don't want to be that guy, but kind of being that guy, aren't I? Right? Gibbs was the bust, was the fade. Took a lot of heat from people on this show, on Set Bet Spike. The TikTok crew on our FTN Network account, they were DMing me and telling me to get a new job, and who knows? Maybe I'll go work with George at McDonald's. On weekends, maybe we'll go do some McDonald's working on weekends. Anyways, we're not here to talk about any more from last night. It was really good to see Christian Watson touch the field, have a touchdown, right? I a little hesitant to start him. I didn't have him ranked high at all in the 40s. You may have to have started him. I don't know what you moving forward. I mean, you play Gibbs as a flex, but Dave Montgomery is a borderline top 12 running back the rest of the way, right? Given the offense, given the offensive line and how they want to use him as well. So, tough sledding. Gonna answer some of these questions. It's gonna be a quick show. I got some personal things going on this week. It's been a really tough week for me. Fantasy Hockey Draft Kit is live for all the hockey people out there. Tried to have a Dangle Bet Sully episode this week, just did not work out, and we will have one early next week. And EY is going to be away till mid-October, but I got some guests lined up. We'll talk some sleepers, some breakouts. I actually plan on having another short Mean Streets video with you guys this weekend, either tomorrow after a Sirius XM show on Saturday from 9 to 11 Eastern. Myself, Jake Seeley, and Lauren Carpenter. FTN Fantasy Show, Channel 87 on Sirius XM Fantasy Sports Radio. We're going to break down the entire week for you guys, take some calls, some questions, start and sit stuff. But I want to share some picks and some props with you guys like I do every single week. So look for that. Probably like 1-ish Eastern, 12:30 Eastern tomorrow, right after my Sirius show. I'm going to get after it. If not, be with you guys in the morning. I used to do that on Mean Streets with you guys Sunday morning, and we'll have, you know, more practice reports, and maybe it'll be more useful for you guys to help some of those start sick questions. But I'm here to address some of them right now. Kyle Woods in the house. Happy Friday. DST help. Denver, Indy, Houston, Seattle, Jets, Mini. Ooh. Also flex appeal. Palmer, Elijah Moore, Warren, or one of the Chicago running backs. I would just lean with Palmer. I'm going to get into Joshua Palmer here in a little bit. The Ravens defense, a little bit tougher than Titans for sure. Elijah Moore has been getting some targets, but Deshaun Watson had a big game last week, and it was just because of the leaky Titans secondary. So I would go with Palmer. He played over 50% of the snaps last week. He had a touchdown. He had a couple grabs, and that was with Mike Williams in the lineup, and Mike Williams isn't going to play. As for the defense, do you want to play a defense that just gave up 70 points? Do you think that they're going to bounce back this week against Justin Fields and company? Not likely. The Texans, kind of a sneaky defense against Pittsburgh this week. I would roll with the Seahawks. I would probably roll with Seattle. I'm not playing the Jets against Patrick Mahomes. Many could be sneaky against Carolina, right? We don't love their defense on this show, but it does sound like Bryce Young is back. The offensive line is not fantastic. Honestly, I would probably just roll with Seattle and Geno. I would go that way. And then my second one would probably be Mini. You maybe get some sacks in there as well. What do we got here? Montgomery should have been started more than checks notes. 25% of Yahoo leagues. You know what? Honestly, I think it was just because of the injury in the short week. I'm sitting here saying I was team Montgomery. I have a lot of shares of Montgomery. I didn't start this guy. He's on my bench in like 4 or 5 leagues yesterday. And I'm ticked off about it. Like, I'm not happy. It's the difference maker. It's like 30 plus fantasy points for that guy last night, sitting on my bench, 3 touchdowns. You can see it right away. As soon as the first quarter was over, I'm like, my goodness, Dave Montgomery is just going to have an unbelievable week. I did have Gibbs a couple spots ahead of him last week, this week as well in my rankings. So, yeah, it's like, here I am talking it up, Montgomery. But, yeah, McDonald's, put in my resume. What's up, Mr. Nice Guy? I'm actually a McDonald's legend. I used to work there for a few years. I don't think I'm a McDonald's legend, but maybe they'll hire me back and give fantasy advice out the window. Would you like extra Big Mac sauce on that with a little fantasy advice on Dave Montgomery? Good morning, Brzees 91. Welcome in. Need help? PPR start too. Nico Collins, Godwin, Lockett. I would start Godwin and Lockett. I think Mike Williams might be in a little bit of a tough spot against the Saints, you know, the whole Lattimore thing. But I would start those two guys. People are already freaking out about Nico. You know, one bad game. And I know Tank Dell's been great over the past couple weeks, but Nico's been fine. It's just a tough spot against the Steelers. We can't really go there. Went up against a team with Montgomery on their bench. Well, maybe he can work McDonald's too. Welcome in, Detroit. Detroit looks good. Detroit looks great. We do appreciate you. You guys are awesome in the support. We don't need those kind of – we don't need that, but we do appreciate you guys. I don't know about Saquon. They said he was like questionable and he could have suited up last week. That I didn't buy. I don't know about Saquon. Today's a big day. Today's a big day, and I'm coming at you guys a little bit earlier than normal. So it's just a guess. And I would say it's really tough because it's Monday Night Football, and you know, you're gonna have to have some sort of backup plan. If you have Matt Breida on your squad, then you could easily do something like that. Zach Charbonnet is like that fallback option potentially that you could roll out if Saquon doesn't play. And if you don't have those two guys, you can't risk it. I mean, you can't just risk taking a zero, you know, on Monday Night Football. You're going to have some other backup spots there. Oh, speaking of Charbonnet, you have a stash spot. Yeah, I would. Instant? Sure. I mean, I don't know what other running backs. I mean, Roshon Johnson is a guy, like a stash guy. Even Warren is still out there. These are guys that I feel could see an uptick in the second half of the season. Kenneth Walker's been really good. You know, I can take the L on that one. He was on my bust list with Jahmyr Gibbs. I just thought we'd see more Charbonnet and Walker, even though he hasn't been super efficient, he's getting the goal line work and the touches. So it's kind of working out for him really nice there. Play the Chargers defense against Vegas. Yeah, they're not a defense that I really like, but Jimmy G sounds like he's trending in the wrong direction. So I would do that if there was no Jimmy G. I could get behind that one as well. Doesn't it change your mind, Seattle D? If it does that change your mind, Seattle D on Monday Night Football? Like if there's no Saquon? No, not really. I mean, the offensive line has some big time issues in New York, and out of all those options you gave me, Kyle, I think I like that one the best. Oh wow, George in the house. I think Eckler plays. My team is 3-0. Must be nice. Must be nice. You didn't get that advice from this show, that's for sure. Do you have David Montgomery on the squad? You need to beat Daniel Kelly. Kelly's cruising. I think I've seen that of all the FTN leagues we have, three or four, he's up at the top in terms of points. I think Eckler plays. I think he suits up this week. So you got to play him, especially if he does. It's not one of those Montgomery things, or, you know, Saquon and Eckler. We know that the ceiling is like RB1 overall. So you definitely got to play those guys. All right, I got to get out of here in like 5 minutes. So I do apologize for that, but I'll get to this question. I got some Sardis stuff for you guys. Brzees 91, Sade Jones in three leagues. That's another one, right? I mean, some of these practice reports you have to take with a grain of salt. Like beat reporters are saying Aaron Jones is going to be full go. You know, he's going to get some touches. There's a couple things, I suppose, takeaways from that game last night. Aaron Jones got rocked like two or three times. And this guy took massive hits yesterday, a couple headshots. And two, what is Matt LaFleur doing rolling out A.J. Dillon all the time? Like, this guy looks like he's running through mud. He is not getting any yardage. You hear the fan base last night at Lambeau when they finally gave Aaron Jones some touches and it resulted in a first down. I can't believe, like, the shakeup there. And maybe it was just he was coming. Maybe we thought Montgomery would be limited that way too, right? But he was certainly limited and he didn't play a whole lot. So I understand, you know. You sat Aaron Jones in three leagues. First came back from the injury versus Tough T. Put up a stinker. Hard for a Packer fan to do this, but it looks like you made the right call there. Looks like you made the right call. Speaking of right calls, here's a few people that I like a little bit more than the consensus, maybe a little bit more than those over at FTN Fantasy or the fantasy community as well. Players that I would start here in week four. Anthony Richardson, return to practice, full go. Sounds like he's going to suit up this week against the Rams. He's played four quarters. He has three rushing touchdowns. He may not be a great passer this year, but he can get it done with his legs, and there's a really solid fantasy floor there. Three rushing touchdowns in four quarters. His first four quarters in the NFL. That's fantastic. Brock Purdy against Arizona. Brock Purdy is 9-0 in the regular season. That's it. Doesn't have a loss in the regular season. He has two passing touchdowns in eight of those nine games. Brandon Ayuk and Deebo, questionable. If those guys both sat out, then I wouldn't play Brock Purdy. But Brock Purdy averaged 17 fantasy points per game last year. Is a very small sample size, but it was more fantasy points than Kirk Cousins, Trevor Lawrence, Justin Herbert. He's just in a great situation, surrounded by yak monsters, a fantastic play caller in Kyle Shanahan. CMC is getting a touchdown every game. They're 14-point favorites at home. Brock Purdy against Arizona. He's a top 15 quarterback. He's a guy that you need to start thinking about starting in 12-team standard quarterback leagues. Russell Wilson, my goodness, why would we start this guy? Not in your single quarterback leagues, but in super flex leagues. He's a borderline top 15 QB this week. The Bears have allowed at least 20 fantasy points to every quarterback they've played this year, including Jordan Love, including Baker Mayfield. Back-to-back 300-yard passing games for Russell Wilson. He hasn't been that bad. The defense has been atrocious. I would roll out Cortland Sutton. I'd roll out Jerry Jeudy this week. And Russell Wilson. Zach Moss against the Rams, double-digit fantasy points in eight of his last 10 games when he has at least 14 touches dating back to last season. Well, in two games, all he has is 48 carries. 48 carries and over 50 touches. He's got over 250 yards. The usage rate makes him a top 12 running back this week. I can't tell you with confidence if he's going to be a top 12 running back week in and week out in 4 weeks. Is Jonathan Taylor coming back this year? I don't know. I have no idea. But at the moment, Zach Moss, the past 2 weeks has been inside the top three in opportunities, carries, plus targets. He's getting all of the work. He may get a goal line touch or two, take it away from Anthony Richardson. But as of right now, this guy in my rankings, and I can't believe it, it is September 29th, not April 1st. Zach Moss is a top 12 back for me. Alvin Kamara is back this week, and the spot couldn't be any tougher against the Bucs. But he does have top 10 upside. Maybe not this week, but the rest of the way, certainly. I would say he's an RB2 this week. Flex, you drafted him. You knew he's going to be suspended for three games. He's back. The quarterback play may be a little bit spotty here with Jameis and a little bit of Taysom Hill. But Alvin Kamara can do enough with the ball in his hands, maybe via a couple catches, a couple carries, hopefully some goal line work. But that may go to Taysom Hill. I'd roll this guy out. Javonte Williams, if there was a breakout week, it's this one. Chicago has allowed 7 rushing touchdowns this season. 7, and the second most fantasy points to running backs. The only team that's allowed more fantasy points to running backs are the Denver Broncos. Denver and Chicago playing this week for the Toilet Bowl. Whoever loses is officially the worst team in the NFL. I'm playing Javonte Williams this week. I'm hoping that he has a solid game. And if he doesn't, there are reasons to be concerned. But he is coming off the significant injury. Maybe they take the training wheels off this week in a great spot against the Bears. And inside that same game, right, DJ Moore, the Broncos, as I mentioned, just as bad really as the Bears. They've allowed the most fantasy points to quarterbacks. Don't be worried about Justin Fields playing him this week. Back-to-back road games, they allowed 70 points last week on the road in Miami. And Denver dead last in past DVOA, courtesy of our boy Aaron Schatz. DVOA, all the metrics over at FTM Fantasy and FTMBets.com. So DJ Moore, plus, you know, he has had a couple decent games in a row now. Week one was a dud. Last week, garbage time, touchdown. It looked good. Adam Thielen, as I mentioned earlier, it does sound like Bryce Young and not Andy Dalton. Andy Dalton is better for Adam Thielen's game. There's no question. But 23 targets. Actually, he's got 28 targets and 23 grabs, just under 200 total yards over his last two games for Adam Thielen. And he's in a good spot against his former squad. Revenge, anybody? Let's see if Bryce Young can get him a touchdown in the end zone. Joshua Palmer, we mentioned him earlier, played 61% of the snaps last week. The hot waiver wire pickup, Quentin Johnson, nice little fallback option, and could be a guy that he should be a guy that starts to get some more run towards the second half of the season. Unfortunately, Mike Williams is lost for the season, but playing 61% of the snaps last week, and Mike Williams played. So I would expect him to live up north of 75%, a great spot against the Raiders. He had 4 catches, 66 yards, and a touchdown last week. And then Pat Freiermuth, the tight end position is just atrocious, but it's against the Texans. They struggled to cover Evan Engram last week. We don't know Deontay Johnson. Freiermuth has a couple touchdowns. He's got touchdowns in back-to-back games. It's all really that you can ask for out of your tight end. He may only catch 3 or 4 passes. They want to run the ball, and you can run on the Texans, but maybe he finds the end zone for you. And if he does find the end zone for you, he's definitely finishing as a top 10 tight end. Here are players that I'm not really feeling this week. Deshaun Watson, Baltimore, allowing just 15 fantasy points per game to quarterbacks. Deshaun Watson had a big week 3 last week against the Titans. Big deal. Tennessee, they can't stop anybody. Watson, sit him. CJ Stroud, we've been talking a lot about him this the past couple weeks. So I really like what I've seen from him using our pace statistics. Houston's playing at a fast pace. They're throwing the ball. They're inside the top 5 in like pass percentage. The offensive line has some issues. The Steelers are a really good defensive squad. They're going to get after CJ Stroud and make it tough for him. So this is like a super flex only. I'd look elsewhere for a different quarterback if you can, but have him, man. He was a big pickup this week, and we talked a lot about him on the series show last week. Really like what I've seen from CJ Stroud. Carolina's going to regret that pick. Breece Hall against KC, 26 carries in 3 games, just 16 in his last 2 for 27 yards. What are we doing here? Until that we see this guy start to get more love from his offensive coordinator, Nathaniel Hackett, we can't start him. I wouldn't drop him. The offensive line is weak. The Jets are at home. They're big dogs. He only has 2 catches on the season, so he can't even count on garbage time work here for Breece Hall when the Jets are down big against KC. Last week, we had Brian Robinson as a start. We got lucky to get 70 yards out of him, but he didn't have any grabs, and they were down in the game pretty much the entire way, and that wasn't a great feeling. So now they head into Philadelphia against an Eagles team that has only allowed 48 rushing yards per game. They're number 1 in rush DVOA defense. They are massive underdogs here. So if they do get from behind here, I don't know if he is going to rack up a couple targets. So a little bit concerned about Brian Robinson this week. Do love him overall. If he has another dud game, I would consider buying low. In fact, I would like to buy low. I'll call the owners. Oh, Brian Robinson, you know, only 70 rushing yards. You can't start that guy against the Eagles. Maybe he struggles and you can't start that guy. That's what you're telling your owner, the Brian Robinson owner. But ultimately, I would love to have him on my squad. And I think he's a top 20 running back the rest of the way. It's just a really tough spot. And I get it. People may be in tough spots this week, but a flex play, I think, at best. Gus Edwards, I don't care about the usage. If Justice Hill doesn't play, I really am not interested at all. The Browns are right there with the Eagles. They've only allowed just over 40 rushing yards per game, 163 yards per game overall. Best defense at the moment. Total DVOA defense, they are number one, and they're number one against the pass. I think Lamar and the Ravens are in trouble this week. Rashad White is a back I like as well. The Saints haven't allowed a rushing touchdown this season, only 3.1 yards per carry. So a bit of a tough spot. You hope that he can catch a couple passes, but I don't think he's going to be that efficient running the rock. Garrett Wilson's a wide receiver three or flex the rest of the way until we see better play at the quarterback position. And I don't think Trevor Siemian is the answer. He was a sit for us last week. It broke our hearts. I have a lot of shares of this guy. I would move on from him where I can. I would not buy low. It's just, it's tough, man. Zach Wilson is not the answer. Siemian's not the answer. The Jets are not going to be able to figure this out offensively this year unless they make a massive, massive move. DeAndre Hopkins, 7 catches, 88 yards in the last 2 weeks. That's not even worthy of starting at all. He's not even a flex play for me. O-line is trash. Tannehill has no time to throw the football. Hopkins looks like a bust this season. Wouldn't play him. And since he's going to get after Tannehill pretty easily this week. Jahan Dotson, love the player, would hold him where I could, but a tough spot against the Eagles as well. It's a wait and see. You're going to have some bye weeks coming up, injuries. I think he'll find a way to get inside of our lineups, but he's just not getting the usage. Terry McLaurin's going to see a whole lot of Darius Slay. Jahan Dotson's going to see a whole lot of Bradbury. I think the Eagles are going to slow down Washington, I think, pretty easily. Dalton Schultz, 7 catches for 47 yards in 3 games. I'll take another L on this one as well. I thought this guy would get more usage. It's just not happening. Higbee, Henry, Ferguson, Ertz, Everett, Kmet. These are all tight ends that I would start over Dalton Schultz. A couple questions here, and then we're going to get out of here. Just really do have to get going. Daily Handle in the house, welcome in. Brzees, trade Dylan and Baker, free up some cap space for future moves. Oh, yeah, sure. Packers. Sit Bills defense? No, wouldn't do it. I get it's Miami. Wouldn't do it. It's a good question. I wouldn't do it. They're still a top 7 defense for me. I like the Bills to win the game. I think the Bills are going to beat Miami, and I get it. Miami's cooking. They're awesome, right? Like 70 points, but the Bills DVOA metrics are fantastic. This is a team that gets pressure on the quarterback. Tua has struggled big time against the Buffalo Bills. He hasn't had good games. It's in Buffalo. This is going to be it's going to be a great test. It's going to be a fantastic game. It's got the highest total, 53.5, but I would play the Bills defense against Tua. They're going to get in his face and make life difficult for him as well. Go with the Canadian guy. That's right. Joshua Palmer, a little Canadian there. I hate Thursday when I start players that don't even score, when I don't play them and they go off. Dave Montgomery. You know what? Yeah. Dave Montgomery, Moss, Ford, Madison. Okay. So you got some guys that may do some good things for you. What I'll say on the way out here is if you have Dave Montgomery who's on your bench, I get it. It's frustrating. I did it the same yesterday as well. But what I will say is that it's a good thing what you saw last night. If you are Team Montgomery and you have Montgomery shares and you didn't spend that second, third round pick of Jahmyr Gibbs, that's a win. It's just week 4. It's week 4. We've seen 3 games from Montgomery. 5 rushing touchdowns. He's clearly the lead. He's clearly the goal line back. He's the closeout running back as well, right? There's no way. He had over 30 carries yesterday, and they were up 3 scores, and he was still getting the rock at the end of the game. Not the backup, not the backup backup. This is good news if you're a Montgomery owner. It's a long season the rest of the way. It's a long season, so good news. Good news. Yeah, I don't know. Are you yelling at me, Daniel? What's going on here in caps? Brown's defense is great. Can't believe I'm saying that. Brown's defense is fantastic. I think they're a top 5 defense, right? And according to our metrics, they're number 1 at the moment. So, and I love DVOA, right? It takes everything into consideration. Browns are good. I'd play Browns. They're top 10 defense. Buffalo DST played New York. Yeah, they play brutal teams. But go look at last year. They were the number 1 DVOA defense against the pass. They're a good defense. It's a really good test. It's a really good test. I know. And I appreciate this. Caps and now small caps. I was just kind of playing along with you there. Appreciate you not yelling at me and hanging out. Subscribe. Smash the like button. Have any comments, any questions, leave them there. Short episode. Start and sit stuff. If you're watching the replay, at Chris Meany on the Twitter machine, meanstreetsftn@gmail.com. Slide on in the DMs, but I will always circle back on these videos. And I promise you guys, for the people that were looking for some picks against the spread, some totals, some money line plays, you know, fun little parlay teaser, props, we will have it for you. Just subscribe to our FTN Network YouTube page, and we will take care of you. George, send me out of here, buddy. We will talk to you guys soon. Have a good one. Cheers.